We're here in the eighth perek of the Heilig Piyosetzne. We were speaking about Ato Horeis Oladas, Ki Hashem Olokim Ein Oid Milvadoi. We're on page Samach Ches in the new printing, and on page Ayin Tes in the old printing. Ki Hashem Elokim b'shamayim ma'al v'alorets mitoch ha'seinoid. Kadosh Baruch Hu up there in the heavens, but the ikur is down here on this earth. Nothing other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person can't live a stira. The person has to realize that it's not enough that we spend time in the Beis Medrash and we pay lip service to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The paradox of what we're saying in our davening, of what we're doing when we're in yeshiva, and what happens outside is intolerable. Can't be. How can a person say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu? Yeah, Hashem, you're Elokeinu. Empty words. So here we are. Zehu Ha'ikar, we're up to paragraph on page Samaches. Siyata Dishmaya. Zehu Ha'ikar. This is what it's about, folks. This is the main thing. Shetigoresh Esa'el Zor. That a person has to be megarish. He has to send out. He has to banish. There's a foreign ruler that's trying to take control of his body, of his life. Get rid of him. V'yetzahara mikir b'cha. Get the yetzahara outside from inside of you. Person's got to get the yetzahara out. Loi shedorshim anu mimcha. We don't mean to say that it's like overnight snap, and then all of a sudden you're like a malach, and the Yitzhar is gone, and get rid of him in one day. Tashkim, you wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden you're as pure as an angel. Mikol shemetz v'choli, from any type of filth, any type of sickness. No, we don't mean that. Ze efsha, it's impossible. Rak. Sha'al kol panim, taschil ba'avoidos chazu. You got to start the process. Taschil ba'avoidos chazu. You got a process to begin. Sounds easy enough. Taschil avolgam tismaser kul chala. You should start, but not just start. You have to be totally consumed and focused with this mission. What does he mean by that? Mashal. He's going to explain it to us with a mashal. Lema dover doime. What is this compared to? Amelech shehis ganev oyavoy uba v'hiskoinin ba'ar moinoi. Is a king, and somehow the enemy stole his way in. His ganev oyavoy. He slipped in. Somehow he got across. He got through security. And he's there and he's trying to take control of the armoin, of the palace of the king. Now, whoever's in charge of the palace clearly, came up short over here. This is pretty epic as far as failure is concerned. V'hoya imsar ha'armoin, if the person who's in charge, he's the sar, he's the officer in charge of the palace. If he's yisameitz b'kol choy choy, if he tries as hard as he can, legarish esoyev, to get rid of the enemy. He was slacking, somehow the enemy got in. But now, he realizes what happens, and he's pushing, and he's working, everything he's got to try to get rid of him. Hamelech lo yichas v'lo yazveh, the king's not going to get angry, and he won't run away. Oizer huloy, the king's going to help him. Oyid bil malchamtoy, the king's going to stay in the palace. And he's going to be part of this mission that they have. the campaign to get rid of the enemy. V'chol cheder, v'chol psia, every single room, every step, min ha'armon, ashe yidcha oyev misham, as we're pushing back the enemy, and we're getting him out of this palace. Yemaher ha'melech lovoy v'lishkoin b'hem, and the king's going to come back, and the king is going to make sure to take hold of this palace. The king's going to be there with you. We're going to get to the Nimshal soon, but we're all familiar with the concept. Haba l'taher misayin oisai. Person is coming to do good, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps. Kadosh Baruch Hu's there. He's going to fight the battle with you. Avol im yisrashel hasar. But if the sar is lazy about it, lo yorev, he's not fighting, lo yilochem, he's not doing combat, the king gets a sense that this officer, he's okay with the enemy. It'll be the king. It'll be the end. Not so bad. So the enemy's in control of the palace. Nishkefelech, a little enemy, a little king. If the king gets a sense of that, privately, deep down, really, he doesn't mind it that much. And he's actually listening to the enemy. He is going to be furious, like fire is anger. He's going to scream at him. Traitor. Insurgent, as dirasi la'oyavai masarta, not only did you give over my palace to the enemy, oit ima ishlamta, you're okay with him here? Ve'echtoiz oiz liramois, I see. How do you have the audacity to try to like trick me? Ve'loimali, malkiata, I work for the king. You call me your king? Ve'oizcha ani oivet, and you say that you serve me? You're okay with the enemy being here? Es ha-nimshol betach ato me'atzmach ha-mevin. You understand the nimshol. Gufcha v'nishmascha ha-armoin shel ha-ein soifu. Our bodies and our neshamas. This is the palace of the ein soif. It's the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher bo yishkoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell inside of us. We say, the pasuk says, va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham, inside of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be inside, he wants that we should be a sanctity, for a sanctuary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Aval ha'el zara yitzahara oiv ha-melech. Yitzahara is the enemy of the king, hisganev. He snuck his way in. So many times the Yetzirah just sneaks his way in. We weren't looking for it. It wasn't something that we even knew what he was doing. He just kind of like just snuck his way in, and now all of a sudden we got to see Yetzirah inside of us. Where'd that come from? And he's trying to take control. Now what? Now what's going to be? I want to talk about one particular situation which I saw happen, unfold in a global way. Because when I was newly married was when internet became something accessible. When I was married, people didn't have internet. There was no such thing. We didn't even know what it was. We didn't know what it was, the internet. It was first coming, it was becoming like something they were talking about, people speaking about the internet. I remember we were talking about getting an American phone line, and the American phone line needs to have internet. So should we bring internet in our homes, not bring internet in our homes? We didn't know what internet was. We didn't know what it brought with it, what was lurking in that internet. We didn't know. We thought, So even Rabbanim had no clue what they were getting themselves, and the internet just slipped its way into people's home like nothing, just got its way in. Now let me tell you what the internet is, because you probably don't know. There's someone by the name of Dr. Michael Samet. Dr. Michael Samet is a He's a Jew who affiliates himself as modern Orthodox. He's not Haredi, yeshivish. He even told me I'm anti-Haredi. Not Haredi. You're not talking about like any type of like extreme, you know. If everyone could please turn off their phones. And Dr. Michael Samet was one of the people that was is very involved in the internet. He made a tremendous amount of money on the internet. The Google company is one of his clients. So he's bigger than Google, okay? I mean, he's not richer than Google, but he's big. This guy's big in the internet. Dr. Michael Samet. Some people might know him. Anyway. So he was here and went once and he told me the following thing. He said, anyone that works like high up in the internet knows that the internet was created by the pornography industry. They created the internet. They're the ones that pumped all the money, all the technology. Everything was created. The internet was created for pornography. Now, you can't sell pornography. So what do? You sell information highway. That's what they used to call it when it first came out. It's an information highway. You can find out information about things. You think it's like a big encyclopedia. You know, that's what it sounds like. It's like, okay, that sounds okay. Encyclopedia Britannica. Encyclopedia Internet. That's great, right? And it just snuck it, but that wasn't what it was. The entire purpose of the internet was just to get people to do averus. There is no industry that gains more from the internet than pornography. Because it used to be to do pornography, you gotta like expose yourself and it's like embarrassing. You gotta go somewhere, which everyone's like, what are you doing over there? But now anyone can click on something and all of a sudden see whatever he wants. This is amazing for the pornography industry. So that's why they created the internet. So you got this snake that just slipped its way into your house. And what is it? It's just there for you to do avers. Now what are you going to do? Now you're going to be okay with it? Now you're going to be, it's not so bad? I use it for banking? That's like someone who says like he reads like dirty magazines for the articles, you know? Use it for banking? This is all about pornography. So a person he's got a choice. He didn't choose to be there. We didn't even know. When the internet came into my house, I'm being honest with you, there was no such thing as a filter. We didn't even know Bechlal anything about what was going on. We didn't know that we were exposing ourselves to these dangers. So now what do? It's there. It snuck its way in. No one chose like to be so exposed to the media and to all the garbage that they are exposed to. None of us did. Whether it's the music or the movies or whatever it is that's like pulling us down. We didn't choose that. Happened a long time ago. But now what are you doing? Are you okay with it? It's not so bad. It's not so bad. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. You have to fight this. And a person has to get rid of it. Does it happen overnight? It doesn't. But it's a war that we fight step by step, room by room. And we try to, and we have to eradicate the enemy. And that's what we understand. The Yetzer Hara, Oyev HaMelech, Hisganev u'Bechom Hiskoinein, u'Matig Dol Chamas Malka Shel Olam. How upset a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to get. B'Roisoi She'ata Sara Armoin. You're in charge. Loy Levad She'nasate Le'Oyev. Not only did you allow him in, u'Le'el Zor Lishkoin Bekir B'cho. You brought him into your life. Now you're okay with him? You okay with it? You know, sometimes you speak to people, and we all got issues. We're all fighting still a war, every one of us. But the question is, and everyone's going step by step. The question is, are you going step by step and you realize it's terrible, it's horrible, I got to get rid of it, I know it's wrong, and it's going to happen. Or, I'm going to get rid of it, okay, I'm going slowly, it's not so bad, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's not, look, don't get so excited, you know. That's not okay.
person, we're all going step by step, but you got to realize you're dealing with an enemy. You're dealing with a serious cancer, toxic. It's toxic to our neshama. Kadosh Baruch Hu hates this. You're going to say, it's okay, you know. I took care of the big things, the little ones, you know. That's little? A person does that. And he has to realize he's the one who's, he is the Sar Ha'armoin. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shoytrim v'shoytrim titen lacha. You're in control. You're the Shoyter, you're the Shoyfet. You're the judge, you're the executioner. You're the one who's got to make this happen. And if you're complacent, if you're okay, if you're not agitated about the fact that you're fighting the Yetzirah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is furious. Rak oid hishlamta ito. You came to peace with him. Tikona lefanav. You bow in front of it. Ve'elav tishma. And you listen to him. Yiktzayf. Kadosh Baruch Hu will get angry. Ve'yikru lecha noichel u'boygeit. He calls you a traitor. Ech oy tiramo isi. You try to fool me? Loimeli baruch ato Hashem elokeinu. You calling me your God? Lochein hochelna lenakos es midoscha. We have to start cleaning up our act. Lenakos is to clean up midoscha umachshavaisecha and clean up your thoughts. Shelotiyena borefes. Your mind should not be a filthy place. A lot of times, people, they may not even be doing that many averis, but their mind is a horrible, filthy place. Because they've exposed themselves to so much filth, it's time to clean up our act. Avoid na b'chol libcha. Work with all of your heart. Lekadesh oisan. You want to purify yourself. You want to make yourself kadosh. Hamlech es Hashem. It takes to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is King and only Hashem. Sherak kidiburoi ukimitzvois of tase. I know I have to be perfect. And I want to get there. And I'm trying to get there. I'm not there yet. It might take me time. It's a war. It's a battle. We're fighting battles. We're going to win the battle. We're going to win the war. It's going to take time. But I know I'm not going to try to like excuse myself and say it's really not so bad. It's really okay. It's really this. I need my this. I need my that. I don't need anything. I'm going to do it. It's just going to take me time. Vihine. Kol yecholes ha'ish ha'yisraeli legarish esara mikirboi. He says, listen, everyone is capable of being megarish, of getting out the raw, the evil from inside of him. Lahafoich es atzmai meira latoiv. To change himself from bad to good. We tend to immoralize our gedolim. That's what we tend to do. But they weren't all like that always. We think that Agdolim were born and like everything was pure and good and everything wasn't like that. Chaim Brisker is buried in Warsaw. Chaim Brisker was known for his chesed. You know, truth is that a lot of people don't know that. Yes, people, Chaim Brisker, a Lamdin, a Goyin, a Rosh Hashiva, right? Chaim Brisker was Mishunah de chesed. It was not normal the amount of chesed that Chaim Brisker did. I'm talking about like way beyond anything that you're used to hearing about. Way beyond. He was cool like, the man was cool like chesed, to the extent that one time, Chaim Brisker's son was the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav came back to Brisk to visit his father. Maybe it was in Volozhin, I don't know where it was. And Reb Chaim wasn't home because he gave out his bed to someone else. He was sleeping in the park. You understand what type of chesed we're talking about over here? It's like great, like total unbridled chesed. Chaim Brisker said about himself, the first time he gave tzedakah, he couldn't sleep because there was a hole burning in his pocket. It was like so painful for him to give. He's such a selfish person by nature. His nature is selfish. He had to fight his nature. He had to overcome his nature to the point where he was the exact opposite of chesed. It didn't just happen. He worked on himself. And he worked and he worked and he worked till he became who he became. There's a medrash born on the Tiferes Yisrael. Maybe we quoted here before, I'm not sure. I'll tell it to you quickly. The medrash about Moshe Rabbeinu. The medrash says, you know, the world wasn't just Mitzrayim. You know, there was other people. So there was a king somewhere in a different country who has heard about the fact that someone's making a whole revolution going on in Mitzrayim and there's like crazy stuff. No one ever did this. And they were just bringing the entire empire of Mitzrayim to its knees.
One man. So this king is trying to figure out, like, what is this unique qualities of this one man? So he wants to, so he had in his kingdom, he had these old, these wise men, and they knew what's called Chachmas HaParzuf. They were able to look at someone's face and tell you everything about him. This king had these wise men in his country. So great, so he wanted these wise men to be able to read the Chachmas HaParzuf of Moshe Rabbeinu and tell them, you know, what was Moshe Rabbeinu about? They didn't have pictures in those days. And the problem was these old wise men were old wise men. They couldn't go to Mitzrayim. So he did the following thing. He hired the greatest artists that he had in his country. They went to Mitzrayim. They drew a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. Looked exactly like him. All the details, all the wrinkles, you know, all the different nuances. It was literally a spinning image of Moshe Rabbeinu. He brought it back to his country. He shows it to these old wise men. And they said, this is the most horrible person I've ever seen. He's obnoxious. He has an anger problem. He's selfish. He's mean. I've never seen anyone so bad before. Doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense. This guy's doing miracles, right? A miracle worker was such a horrible person. The king decided he had to go to Mitzrayim and he had to confront Moshe Rabbeinu. Came to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, I don't understand. He said, I have these people by me, these old wise men, they told me you have such terrible midas. Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's true. Why do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me so much? Because I was born like without any problems? Or because I worked on myself? It was hard to get to where I got to. And I worked and I worked. That's what happened. Person has a choice. Our life is not just the cards we were dealt. It's how do you deal with those cards? How do you play those cards? That's your choice. Choice of what you do with it. So right here he's saying every person has a choice. You could change yourself. A lot of people say, yeah, but I'm such a Baal Taiva. It's like insane. Okay? So is Yosef Atzadik. Mad taivas. And you know something? He worked on himself and he got a hold of it. And every person has it, and you could say, I've got so much anger inside of me. I'm so angry. I can't control myself. Well, so was David HaMelech. David HaMelech was, he had a lot of fire. But he got a hold of it. That's life. You have a choice. It's in your hands. What are you going to do with your life? L'kadesh es atzmoi. Who al yedeh bechira? He could be mekadosh himself through his bechira. Shenasan lanu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the choice. We aren't destined or like forced to do something. A person is empowered with the ability to do what he wants. Ein hadavar talui ela bi means that it only depends on what I choose. There's a story about Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya wasn't a Rav. He was a person who was addicted to znus. He was addicted to znus. Pshuta kamashmo. And to the point where he spent everything he had, all the time he had, just trying to find women to be mezana with. He would even go out of the country because he was addicted. It's that simple. And Elazar ben Dordaya paid a lot of money, and she, you know, there was a woman that had a reputation, and he hired her. And he was there, and she said something that it set off a trigger. And he decided, I've had enough. I've had enough. And he says, I did so many wrong things in my life. I got so much baggage. What am I supposed to do now? And it says, he says, Harm ugvois bikshu alai rachami. He asked the mountains to request mercy. He asked the koichovim
He asked the stars to ask mercy. He asked the Shemesh V'Yareach to ask mercy. And they said, look, we got enough to daven for ourselves. I'm sorry, we're not here. We can't help you. So I heard from Rabbi Harari Raful, he said, what does it mean? He asked the Horem V'Agvois, B'Kshulai Rachamim, what Shemesh V'Yareach, what's the Koychavim? What he was saying was, listen, I am a product of my surroundings. And I got to where I got to because of other influences. It's my parents' fault. Horim is the same word for hoirim, my parents. It's my parents' fault. They're the one that brought me up this way. They're the one that exposed me to all the things that had going on in my house. And the koychavim, he says, is a person's teachers who, they're shining on him and they're gone now. It's my teacher's fault. You know what type of horrible education I got? The type of abuse I got? It's not my fault. Why don't you go and explain to them that you ask Rachem for me because you know what I've been through. You know the type of baggage that I'm carrying around. Until he realized, Ein hadover tolui elabi. You're right. Got a lot of baggage. Got a lot of things to deal with. Maybe I was dealt a rough set of cards. It's not what you're dealt with, it's how you play it. What are you going to do with that? A person has a bechira, has a choice. The choice is to take control of his life. It's a choice to make good decisions. He could change. We could all change. We have to believe in ourselves. It's something that we weren't necessarily trained to believe. You know, I one time saw an advertisement. Obey the thirst. I don't know if it's mellow, yellow, mellow, something or something like that, or seven. Obey the thirst. Like, don't try to like over. Just obey. We obey thirsts. I am thirsty. I will come drink because I don't have a choice. I have no choice. You have to obey. And in many states in America, the pella is that if a person has a problem with his orientation. Which means that he struggles with, you know, with nisyonos, feels like he's attracted to something he knows he shouldn't be attracted to. There's men who are attracted to men, and they don't want to be. It's a struggle. They have it. You know, in certain states, it's illegal for a therapist to try to help him, because in America, just obey your taivas. That's it. Don't try to fight it. No. Don't fight it. But Barack Obama wants to make it illegal in the entire country for anyone to try to help someone with their orientation. Because liberals, just enjoy. Just be. Don't try to change. Just accept yourself the way you are. But we don't do that. We do fight. Everyone has Yetzirahs. Different Yetzirahs. Everyone's got different challenges. And you're right, some challenges, some people say, this is really rough. Well, I got this really rough one. We all got struggles we got to work on. And we got to work on it. And we can change. And you can take control of your life. If you really want to. Habehema v'achaya muchrachas l'maseim, l'machshav seim. Animals, they don't have any choice. They have to do. They just follow instinct. V'chol in your name, everything. V'la'ish nosan Hashem bechira sheyucha livchor es derech achayim or hepe chas v'shalom. A man has a choice. Animals called behema. Behema is ba ma. It's from which the Shapiro Zol Zayin Gesund. It's according from Kadmonim. Ba ma. It is what it is. Ba ma. What's here is what it is. That's it. It's this animal stays the same. It's the same. Nothing changes about an animal. A person is called an Adam. Adam is Miloshen Adame. I will become similar to Adame. I want to become like Hashem. Or Adama. Adama is the earth. A person is born like earth. The challenge is, are you going to stay that way? Or are you going to become Adame? I'm going to become like Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Isha Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of Adame. He didn't start off that way. There's a lot of challenges. But all that changed, Moshe Rabbeinu did. Like a father that cares about us. He's mevakish. He asks. He begs us. Make a choice. You have a choice. Choose good. You can do this. You want to make choices? Be'echad me'shnei drachim. You want to make choices. You have to be above it. Person sees two roads in front of him. He's got to say, I'm above this Nisayan. I can see myself. If a person can't see it, it's like, I'm stuck here. I don't see any way. Then it's not going to happen. You have to be above. Above the Nisayon. How do you get above the Nisayon? Beis Hashem, Bli Neder. Hopefully, continue with this.